In today's episode, I will tell you about the various mobile apps that you can use for Microsoft 365 applications.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 225 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So in today's episode, I will go over the various mobile apps that exist the ones that you can use for various, you know, Microsoft 365 applications. Usually, a lot of advice I give on my blog and YouTube channel and on my podcast is related to the desktop applications, right, within Microsoft 365. So I really focus on the features available within the desktop experience. However, the reality is that you know, and the whole idea behind all those apps is that you can access those, the content and collaborate on content remotely. So what I would like to do is just, you know, in this episode, is just provide you with a quick overview. I'm not going to go into a lot of technical details. I mean, you obviously need to download and give those apps a try, but I want to let you know about the mobile apps that exist that will allow you to access pretty much all the, you know, content that you typically access from your, you know, laptop, from your personal computer, right on your mobile device, right? So the first application, I would say one of the most popular application, is OneDrive mobile app. And OneDrive mobile app is an app that will allow you to access files stored in your OneDrive for Business, kind of your private repository, right? And as well as any SharePoint document library. That's important. So even if the documents are located in SharePoint, in Collaboration Workspace, in any of the libraries, you will be able to access them, you know, as well through the mobile app. So essentially, OneDrive mobile app will allow you to access any documents and collaborate with your colleagues. It doesn't really matter where they're located. You know, they could be in SharePoint, they could be on OneDrive. You will be able to access them through that mobile application. The second mobile app that exists is SharePoint app. And SharePoint app, if you know, is there in case if you need to access more than just documents. So obviously, if you just care about documents, OneDrive app is all you need, OneDrive mobile app. But if you have, let's say, an intranet, right? Let's say your company has an intranet and you created some landing, you know, pages, sites, news announcements, links, all that kind of stuff. For that, you will need to download a SharePoint mobile app. Why? Because it would allow you to pretty much navigate all the different sites that you have within your intranet. And you will be able to pretty much access sites and access the non-document information on those sites. So whether you have, I don't know, links and news and, you know, news web part, for example, or any other, you know, type of content that's not document, you will be able to access them through SharePoint mobile app. The next mobile app worth considering is the Stream, you know, mobile app. And this is essentially an app that will allow you to access videos, all right, access videos in SharePoint. As you probably, as I already mentioned earlier on the podcast, you know, Stream Classic went away. The modern Stream is on SharePoint. So essentially all those MP, you know, 4 files, all those video files are in SharePoint now. But because video is such a unique file, right? I mean, you know, this app, think of it as almost like a YouTube, you know, for your organization. So it's literally just aggregates all the different recordings. And it could be just training videos, whatever kind of videos you have, or it could be even meetings. right? You know, when you record a meeting, you know, obviously that's a video, right? So it's been recorded. So that's a video file. So that's something else you will be able to access through the Stream, you know, mobile app. The next app, you probably already have it. I mean, it's hard to imagine that you don't, but is the Teams mobile app. All right. And essentially, I mean, obviously, it will just allow you to access Teams and, you know, to access all the Teams within the Teams app, but also, you know, be part of the different Teams calls and meetings and so on. So in case if you want to access your, let's say, on the road and traveling and you need to, you know, join a conference call or you need to access, collaborate in a particular channel and Teams, obviously make sure to download the Teams mobile app. The next one is another popular mobile app, Outlook. All right. I'm sure you need to check, you know, email on the road and you can obviously do it from the browser, but right from anywhere. But at the same time, you can also do it from, you know, your mobile device, and essentially this is, yeah, the essentially the email client on your mobile device. Not only that, but obviously because it's all Outlook, right, you can access your calendar with all your meetings and events and obviously email and so on. So, yeah, make sure to check it out. The other app worth considering is Todo. Todo is obviously a personal task management tool, and it will allow you to manage your own tasks, but also, you know, kind of aggregate the tasks assigned to you from various plans in Planner. So essentially, Todo is, it's pretty much a personal task management tool. And you don't actually have to use it for work, I guess, right? I mean, you can create any types of tasks. This is more of a personal task list. You can create shopping lists and so on. But among other things, the beauty about Todo is that it also aggregates tasks assigned to you by others. For example, if somebody assigned it to you in a Planner, right, a task, it will be aggregated all, you know, in this mobile Todo app. So if you are managing tasks, you definitely need to download this mobile app. The next app I want to let you know about is also related to the task management, Planner. Planner mobile app is also a task management app, but it's pretty much a mobile version of the Planner we have on desktop. And Planner, of course, right, is a you know, collaborative task management application that allows users to obviously manage tasks for projects. So it's not a personal task management tool. It's a team collaboration, you know, task management tool. It's something, you know, it's a tool where you can create boards of tasks, right? Like Kanban style, you know, boards of tasks, lists of tasks. You can now with Planner Premium create Gantt charts, you know, sophisticated plans. Long story short, it's essentially something you would collaborate with others to manage tasks. And of course, we have the mobile version of it because it will allow you to access all those different plans you're part of, and you will be able to navigate among all those plans, manage tasks, complete them, and so on. The next mobile app I want to mention is Lists. Lists, of course, is a separate application we have in Microsoft 365. That's where you can manage lists of information, things like, I don't know, issues logs, contact lists, you know, project lists, you know, risk registers, and so on. Obviously you can access the list through the desktop experience, but at the same time, you can also access and navigate around the list and manage them and make updates, right on your mobile device. So, think of, you know, list mobile, app almost like a OneDrive mobile app. So OneDrive mobile app is for documents, list mobile app is, you know, for lists. The next mobile app I want to talk about, I mean, this is not something, you know, I expect majority of companies to use, but you might. The mobile app I'm talking about is Viva Engage formerly Yammer. And this only makes sense if your organization is using Viva Engage in a social network, right? Essentially, I typically see this being used by large organizations when you want to create, you know, non-maybe project-related communities, communities of interest, you know, by different interests, communities of practice, and so on. In any case, if you're into that, if your company is using Viva Engage desktop experience, then obviously you might want your users, you know, to access mobile version of it as well. Okay. And then finally, I want, and this is the last mobile application I will mention, and this will probably be another kind of special use case, but we also have a Microsoft 365 admin, you know, mobile app. And this is something that I only obviously expect, you know, IT people to maybe download, but essentially it allows you to execute some critical, you know, functions like maybe reset passwords or add users from within the mobile app. So if you are somewhere on vacation and you really need to maybe assign a license to a user or add a user, and you just have a phone, you know, with you while you're sitting on the beach, you might be in luck with this Microsoft 365 mobile app. Obviously, you would need to be a global admin to access it. And, you know, I think you can download it, but obviously to log in and have access to all those functions, you will need to be a global admin for that. Okay. So these are the mobile apps. There is definitely quite a lot happening, and especially now as a lot of us are on the road all the time, I think it obviously does, you know, make sense for you to consider, you know, some, if not, you know, most of them. All right, so that's all I really wanted to mention in this episode. Hopefully you found it informative. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, as well as my YouTube channel. Thank you very much. And talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.